Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Chaf Beis. We will begin at Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Baba Kama. Netz Hayoyetz Metachas HaPatish. If there's a smith, blacksmith, working in his store, and a spark flies out from under his hammer, and it damages another person's property, V'yozik V'hizik, and it goes and does damage in somebody else's property, chayiv, the blacksmith, is chayiv. Gomel shetamal pishtin, if you have a situation where a camel is carrying linen, vayiv rishus rabim, and it's passing through rishus rabim, v'nichnas pishtana l'tach chanus, and the camel's load of linen protrudes into somebody's shop, the and the person in the shop has a candle on, and the linen gets lit from the fire that's in the store, the hidlakas abira, and now the entire house burns down. So the bala gomel chayiv, the bala gomel is chayiv because he was the one that let his camel travel this way. Let's say this shopkeeper kept a candle outdoors. So now somebody passed by, the camel passed by with its load and it ignited. There the chenvani chayiv. The chenvani is chayiv. It's machloikus rishonim because what is his chayiv? Some rishonim say the chayiv is because of Adam Hamazik. And some Rishonim say the Chiv is as Eish. And when we're going to learn him, it's Hashem Masechta Baba Kama, we're going to see that there are serious differences in Halacha when what type of Hezek is it? Is it Eish or Adam HaMazak? Continues the Gemara. However, if somebody kept Chanukah candles outdoors and then something happened, then he's Potter. Because of Chanukah, you're allowed to leave Chanukah candles outdoors. That's the opinion of Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree with Yehuda, because even though they of course agree that on Chanukah we should leave the Chanukah candles outside, but that means you have to leave them outside and make sure that they are protected and don't do any damage. It doesn't mean you could just leave them outside where they could do Chas V'Sholem damage. Amar Avina, Zoy Samaris, based on what we've just learned from Yehuda, we learn the Ne Chanukah Mitzvah Anich B'Toy Chasara. The proper place to put the Chanukah candles are within 10 tefachim of the ground. This agadatach, if we're going to say that the proper place for putting the Chanukah candles is lemala masara lemale, so why can't the person who got damaged say you want to leave Chanukah candles outdoors, but don't hayelach laniach lemala megamul v'rachva? You should have left it higher up so that when the camel passes by, it wouldn't come in contact with the fire. Says the Gemara, v'dilma. Who says that that is a compelling argument? It could be what Chazal were concerned, and Mitrchlei Tuva, if we're going to say that people have to put the Chanukah candles very high up, Oslam Nuim Mitzvah, they're not going to do the mitzvah, but not that they have to be within 10 tefachim. But it's interesting to point out, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that the proper place to put the Chanukah candles is within 10 tefachim. Halacha is, if you put it above 10 tefachim, you yoytza. But if you put it, as we're going to learn, above 20 amma, you're not yoytza. When we speak that it should be within 10 tefachim, it means l'chatchila, the entire menorah and the flame should be within 10 tefachim. Certainly, when we speak about if it's above 10, 20 amas, it's not acceptable. It means that no part of the menorah, not the menorah, nor the candles, should be above 20 amas. Also, the Eli Rabba says that this entire halacha that we have to be careful that the menorah should be within 10 tefachim is only when we're lighting it outdoors. But when we're lighting the menorah, as we discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur, in the house, there the halacha is that we're not limited to have the menorah within 10 tefachim. So I saw that the Imri Emes says, why indeed is there a halacha that the menorah should be within 10 tefachim of the ground? So he says, as we've been learning in this Masechta many times, that within 10 tefachim is the Rishus Rabbim. And the lesson of this Gemara is that the candles, the Ner Menorah, could permeate even the Rishus Rabbim. The Rishus Rabbim, where people walk and it's a place that is open to everyone else, the power of the Neiris Chanukah are that even that area, that light could permeate. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rabbi Nosma Menuni Mishmeid Rav Tanchum, Ner Shachanukah Shenichel Amalam Esam Amma, the Chanukah menorah that was put above 20 amma is psula, as we just discussed, kis sukkah ukumavi. Just like the halacha is that a sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 ammas. And just like we discussed earlier in our Masechta, that in Masechta Erevin we're going to learn that in order to be able to carry within a mavi, you had to make a kaira, you have to make a crossbeam to show that this mavi is not part of the Rishus Rabbim. We discussed this, we will discuss this in Mitzvah Shem extensively. So here we're learning as well that that kaira has to be within 20 amma of the ground, otherwise it's not acceptable. Here too, it has to be within 20 ammas. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, the halacha is that by kaira, even though the halacha is that if it's above 20 ammas, it's possible, if it's made in a way with ornamentation, the Gemara calls it there a masra, so then even if it's higher up, people look at it. So the question is, isn't a menorah sometimes, also you could have a beautiful menorah and people will look at your beautiful menorah even though it's so high up. So why are we saying that a menorah that's above 20 amos is pasul? So I saw that there's a tremendous lesson here. We think of menorah, we think about the menorah, but that's not what we're supposed to think about. We're supposed to think about the lights. And the lights, we can't compare to the masra. There's nothing particularly unique about lights. And that's why by the menorah, if it's above 20 amos, it's not considered like an almasra, and it's not acceptable. So Tosfos asks a question. Why doesn't the Gemara say that if you put the Chanukah menorah above 20 amma, you should lower it? Just like the Mishnah in there, Masechet Erevin, when it speaks about the Mavi, says that if the Mavi is too high, make it lower. And the Gemara Masechet Erevin explains that when we're dealing with a Drabbanan, we give advice how to correct the situation. So Chanukah is a Drabbanan. So why don't we give the advice that is the proper advice to make the menorah lower? So Tosfos answers that the Gemara wanted to use by Chanukah a similar terminology as it used by Sukkah. And Sukkah is a deraisa. Another explanation Tosfos suggests is we're going to learn a mitzvah Hashem in today's sugya, Be'ezer Hashem, hadlokah is the mitzvah, that the main thing is in the mitzvah menorah is when you light the menorah. So therefore, if you light the menorah in the wrong place, it's not going to be adequate. You should just put it lower down. You're going to have to extinguish it and then relight it in the right place. So that's already a whole long speech, which the Gemara wanted to avoid. Even, says the Ritva, according to the Man D'Omer that holds Hanocha is mitzvah, and just putting the menorah in the right place is adequate, that would not be enough just to take the menorah that's too high and bring it down. Because people are going to think that you're just moving the menorah because you need candlelight. And therefore, everybody would agree that you have to extinguish it and then relight it. Another point that the Rishonim make, the Ritva makes, even though Chanukah is a derabbanan, as is a mavli, versus Sukkah, which is a deraisa, mavli is a preventative type of a situation. We want to prevent you from carrying the mavli, so you have to make a kaira. Sukkah is a positive mitzvah that we're obligated to do the mitzvah. So is Chanukah. It's a positive. We're obligated to do the mitzvah. And therefore, we prefer to compare Chanukah to Sukkah than to compare it to Mavi. Vamar Rav Kahana. Darsh Rav Nosson by Manyuni Mishmeid Rav Tanchem. Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says, when the brothers threw Yosef into the pit, Vaborek Ein Bei Mayim. So says the Gemara, Mashma Shenem Vaborek. Once it says there's no water, any day Ein Bei Mayim, so it's obvious there was no water in it. And Ma Tamalayim Ein Bei Mayim. Why does the Torah have to stress that Ein Bei Mayim? Mayim Ein Bei Av Nechoshim V'Krab and Yeshba, there were snakes and scorpions. So Ritva and other Rishonim ask, so if there were snakes and scorpions, the Pasuk says that when Reuven had him, put him into the bar, the Pasuk uses the words, V'yatzileha miyodam. He tried to save them. So is that a hatzala of throwing somebody into a bar with nachashim and the kravim? So Ritva answers that Reuven didn't know, obviously know, that were nachashim and the kravim. The Torah is telling us that were nachashim and the kravim. Reuven didn't know. The Ramban says none of them recognized that they were nechoshim or krabim. Because, says the Ramban, if the Shvatim would have known that were the nechoshim and a krabim in that bar, and still Reuven was able to come out safely, they would have all obviously recognized that Reuven is a tzaddik, that Yosef is a tzaddik, and they wouldn't have ever sold him. It just that none of them knew. The Mashah says that Reuven originally told him to throw him into a bar, and the bar that Reuven told him to throw in didn't have Nechoshim or Krabim. They threw him into a bar of Nechoshim and Krabim. The Meshech Chochem explains that they were under the assumption that Yischai Misa B'dei Odom, but not Misa B'dei Shemayim. And that's what happened here, because they had a Machloikis and Halacha. If a person is Mechuyim Misa from when he's 13 or from 20. So they all agreed that Misa B'dei Shemayim is only for when you're 20. So if he's not Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, nothing will happen to him, because Nechoshim V'Krabim is a Misa B'dei Shemayim. I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Nosson Gishtetna Zatzal in explaining this Gemara and the connection to Chanukah. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin tells us that Rav Tanchum once had a debate with the king, and Rav Tanchum prevailed. So the king said, you prevailed, but there's a rule that whoever prevails over the king gets thrown to the lions. So they threw him to the lion, and nothing happened. So there was a tzedaki there that said, you know why nothing happened to him? Because they're not hungry. So they threw a tzedaki to the lions, and they did devour him. So what do we see from him here? He says, we see from here that Rav Tanchum himself saw that an animal cannot do bad to a person unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to happen. And that's what Reuven thought. Reuven recognized that if he's going to throw Yosef into a bar with Nechoshim and a Karabim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Yosef is innocent, nothing would have happened. It must be that Ruach HaKadosh, Reuven had Ruach HaKadosh that recognized that what this is, that Yosef has nothing to worry about. Who was the best person to teach us this lesson? The best person to teach us this lesson is Rav Tanchum, because Rav Tanchum himself once experienced such a situation that he was saved from lions. Amar Rabba, continues the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanicha b'tema tfecha sumach l'pesach. The halacha l'chatchila is that the menorah should be put within a tefach of the doorway of one's house. That's the best place to light the menorah. Veichem anachla. And where exactly by the door do you put it? Says the Gemara, Rachabrei derava, Amar miyamin. Put it on the right. Rashmu medifti amim small, put it on the left. Vilchus, and that is the halacha, you should put it on the left. Kadesh te ner chanukah mi small. Your ner chanukah is on the left. Mezuzah mi yamin, the mezuzah is on the right. and you're in the middle. As the Ritva says, Balabayis nichnas beinayim betalis mitzuyanis. You are standing between the mezuzah on your right side, the Hanukkah menorah on your left side, wearing your tzitzis in between, and you're surrounded by mitzvahs. And Rabbeinu Yerucham says that it's better to light, if you have two doorways in your house, one doorway has a mezuzah and the other doesn't have a mezuzah, or even if it has a mezuzah, but because of its unique circumstances, the mezuzah is on the left side, so it'll turn out that the menorah is going to be on both sides, then the halacha is you should preferably look for a door that has mezuzah on the right side to fulfill this mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if there is no mezuzah on the right side, then you should put the Chanukah menorah on the right side. Because he explains, really, it's always better to do a mitzvah on the right side. Just here is a special reason. Because I already have the mezuzah on the right side, so I put the Chanukah menorah on the left side. But here, if I don't have such a circumstance, I might as well put the mezuzah, I might as well put the menorah on the right side. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Marav Asi, Os Lahartus Mos Kenegin Ner Chanukah. One may not count money in front of the Ner Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Kamrisa de Shmu, when I said this in front of Shmu, he said to me, Amali, he commented to me, V'chiner Kedusha Yeshba, why is that Dalocha? The menorah doesn't have Kedusha. So many Rishonim asked the question, explained the Gemara, that Rav is following, Rabbi Yehuda Mervasi is following the Shitta of Rav that we learned in yesterday's Shir, that also L'shtamish L'oirish L'nech Chanukah, and now he's coming to tell us, included in the Halacha, that you're not allowed to do anything in front of the menorah, is that you're not allowed to even count money, which doesn't seem to be such a significant activity. It doesn't make a difference, it's Asur. The Baal Amor, however, says the Rav Asi disagrees with Rav. The Rav holds that anything may not be done in front of the menorah, even a shemesh of mitzvah, like learning, because they were like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Asi, on the other hand, holds something which is tashmish chol, like counting money, that's asur, but something which would not be a tashmish chol would be mutter. Most of the Shoinim in explaining Shmuel say that Shmuel also agrees that you're not allowed to be mishtamish lo'orish on Erev Chanukah. They just Shmuel's of the opinion that this is it depends on what activity you're doing to make a determination. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Dam, Rav Yosef. So ask Rav Yosef, you're saying it depends on Kedusha. Maskula Rav Yosef, we know that if you shecht a chay or oif, there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. And ask the Gemara, v'chi dam, kedusha yeshba, does dam have in it kedusha? Kirtanya, as we learned in a braisa, the pasuk says, the pasuk that describes the loch of kisui adam, v'ish ashiyot tzeid chay or oif, ashiyoch v'shafach es dam v'chisa ba'ofor, we learn from the v'shafach v'chisa, b'mash shafach, what you use to kill the animal, the knife, with that yechasa, you should use the knife to do kisui adam. However, the poskim say don't use the blade because the blade is needs to be sharp to shecht the next animal. Use the handle, but shleich sena beregel. Don't cover the dam with your foot. Shleich mitzvahs bezuyus alof. Says the Gemara hachinami. So says Rabbi Yosef. From here we see that the same din applies by Neiris Chanukah. There's a concern shleich mitzvahs Bzuyus Olaf. Shmuel, however, holds that you can't bring a raya from Kisui Adam. Why can't you bring a raya from Kisui Adam? Because by Kisui Adam, says Shmuel, you're using your foot to move the dam. So that you're taking the dam, which is supposed to be used for a mitzvah, and you're using it for a different purpose. Here, however, you're not using the menorah itself for something which is a dvar mitzvah, all you're doing is you're just counting money in front of the in front of it, and therefore it's not a similar situation. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Per Yaakov. He says, "What's pshat that the osel hatzis mos kneged ner Chanukah?" He says, "We know that the ner Chanukah represents the Or HaTorah, and what the Gemara is teaching us is, when a person learns Torah, we know the Gemara Chazal teaches us Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes Amud Beis Ha'oisik B'Torah Nechosam Atzlichem. Somebody who learns Torah is financially successful. But when is that the case? If his goal in learning Torah is not to become wealthy. His goal in learning Torah is to learn Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives him the schar that he will be matzliach. Also lahartzis maz. Your kavana in learning should not be to become wealthy. Your kavana in learning should be to learn l'shem Hashem. And then whatever happens, happens. Says the Gemara Bominei, ask the Gemara Bominei, Rabbi Shuma Levi. They asked Rabbi Shuma Levi, Ma'al l'stapik menoy sukkah kol shiva. What is the halacha regarding using noy sukkah during all the days of Sukkot? Amrlo, so he answered, Harei Amru. They just, didn't we just learn that also Hatzis Mos Kenegen Ner Chanukah because of Bizui Mitzvah? Similarly, just like we find there's a concept of Bizui Mitzvah, but in Ner Chanukah, similarly, there's a concept of Bizui Mitzvah with using the nice Sukkah for your private needs. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef, when he heard this Gemara, exclaimed, Mari Davrom, the God of Avram Avinu, Toli Tanya, but Loi Tanya. We're saying that how do we know the halacha by Sukkah? Because we learn it from Chanukah. Sukkah is an explicit brisa. Chanukah, there is no explicit brisa. So it's just the opposite. So I saw that the Kotzke Rebbe explains many times in Shas when the Gemara wants to express a strong question, it says, Mori Davrom. Why a strong question is expressed in that fashion? So the Kotzke says, who's the first one that asked the strong question? The first one that asked the strong question was Avram Avinu. He says, isn't there a Balabira? And isn't there a God that's running the world? So that's why he said, whenever we ask a question, we say Morid Avram. Sukkah Tanya, the halacha of Sukkah is an explicit brisa. Chanukah, whereas the halacha that we're discussing about Chanukah is loy Tanya, is not an explicit brisa. The Tanya, the brisa teaches us, sichachil chasai, if one puts schach on his sukkah in the proper way, vitra b'krom v'sadina mitzuyorim, and he beautified it with colored curtains, embroidered linens, v'talabai agoizim, afraskim shkein v'rimonim, he hung up in it nuts, peaches, almonds, pomegranates, u'parchilei ha'novim, clusters of grapes, v'atarashol shabonim, and grain, yenois, wine, shmonim, oil, saltes, flowers, oslo stopik mehem. You're not allowed to use these foods, you're not allowed to use the nois sukkah on sukkahs. Ad matzah yontav achron shulchag, until matzah shmini atzeres. Even though shmini atzeres, especially in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't sit in the sukkah. But the halacha is that since on Hoshana Rabbah they still sat in the sukkah, so once it became muksa in the ben hashmoshes, going from Hashanah Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres, it remained Muksa till Matzah Shmini Atzeres. V'mhisna Leim, but if you made it tonight that you're going to be allowed to use it, Hakol Afei Tanoi, then we could be more lenient. So we're back to where we started. Why would we say Chanukah teaches us about Sukkah that you're not allowed to use a Dvar Mitzvah for your own purpose? Ellen, Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, indeed. Avu and the Kulon, the source for all these halachas, is Dam. The Brice that we quoted earlier in our shir, how you're supposed to do Kisi Adam. So Tosfos asks a question. That from here, we're saying that the reason you're not allowed to use the Noi Sukkah for your own purpose is because of Bizui Mitzvah. But he says, he asks that we're going to learn in this Masechta, Daf Mem Hei, that the reason you're not allowed to use Noi Sukkah for your own purpose is because of Muksa. So what is it? Is it because of Bizui Mitzvah or is it because of Muksa? So Tosfos answers that there are two reasons. There's an Isser of Muksa, and there's an Itzer of Bizui Mitzvah. Because if the entire Isser were only Muksa, So then it would only apply on Yontif, on Shabbos. But in Chol HaMoed, there's no concept of Muksa. And if the issue was only Bizi Mitzvah, then the halacha should be that if they fell down, you should be allowed to use them. There's no more Bizi Mitzvah. And therefore, we have both Isurim. On Yontif, there's an Isur of Muksa. And therefore, even if they fell down, you may not touch them. On Chol HaMoed, there is only a concept of Bizi Mitzvah. And therefore, if they fell down on Chol HaMoed, the halacha would be that you don't have to hang them up again. There are two interesting halacha lemaises. The Chasam Sofer paskins that let's say many people have a minig that they hang up an esrig as one of the nois sukkah. And it's a kosher esrig, it could be. And somebody announces Chol HaMoed, it has to be Chol HaMoed, says the Chasam Sofer, and they need this esrig to be mekayim the mitzvah of dalaminim. So he says you're allowed to take it down. In Yontif, you're not allowed to because it's a problem of muksa. But in Chol HaMoed, you could take it down and use it to be mekayim the mitzvah. There are achroyim that disagree with the Chasam Sofer. Another psak that I saw from the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, if somebody hangs up noy sukkah in their sukkah, this question comes up quite often. There are children that hang up, they go to one set of grandparents for the first days of Yontif, and they bring along their noy sukkah, and they hang up the noy sukkah. And then on Chol HaMoed, they're going to the other set of grandparents, and they want to bring to the other grandparents, show the beautiful noy sukkah that they made. So the Tzitz Eliezer paskins, since we're taking the noy sukkah, we're not just taking them down. We're taking them from one sukkah to another sukkah. The halacha is that it's mut, that that's permitted. There are, however, poskim that disagree with that psak of the Tzitz Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Omer Eimed Likim and Eimed Ner. Now we begin the sugya, if we could count, if we could light the candles of the menorah one from the other. Rav Omer Eimed Likim and Eimed Ner, we may not. But Shmuel Omer Medlikim, Shmuel says we may. Similarly, Rav Amar Ein Matirin Tzitzis from Beged LeBeged. You can't take Tzitzis from one Beged and put it on another Beged. Shmuel Amar Matirin Beged LeBeged. Shmuel says you may. Rav Amar Ein Alok Kerev Shim Begreira. The question is, are you allowed to pull something, drag something on the floor on Shabbos? According to Rav Shimon, unless it's a situation that you're sure that by dragging you're going to make a hole in the ground, you may. Because even if you end up making that hole, it's a Dovashen Miskavin. And that you may. Amar Abaya, comments Abaya. Kol mila d'mar ovet k'rav. We always follow the opinion of Rav. But har mahani tlas d'ovet k'shmul. In these situations, we follow Shmuel's opinion. Madlikim ener mener. We're allowed to light the menorah candle one from the other. Umatir mebegel abegel. We could take tzitzis from one beged to another beged. Halach Rav Shimon v'greira. The Tanya, as we just said, Rav Shimon Omer. Gara Adam Mita, a person could drag a bed, kise, a chair, a safsal, a bench, uvachla yiskavan lasas charitz, as long as he doesn't intend to make a hole. So we're talking here about the Neres Chanukah, and the halacha is that you can't light one from the other. What about Shabbos candles? So the Sfas Emes says that since the entire purpose of the Shabbos candles is to illuminate the room, that it should be there to give candle, therefore, it says the Sfas Emes that by Shabbos candles, you don't have the problem. The Mishnah Berurah says that indeed that is the halacha, but l'chatchila, one should be machmer even by Shabbos candles, not to light one from the other. Says the Gemara. Yasa Humer Abana Kameder of Adabar Hava. Yasa Kama. Tam of the Rav, the Shemizi Mitzvah. Why did Rav say that you can't light from one candle to another candle on the menorah? Because it represents a Bizi Mitzvah. Amaluhu, to which they said, to him when he made that comment, Loitatzisulei. That's not the right reason. Tam of the Rav, the reason for Rav why you can't light from one is Mekamachash Mitzvah. You're weakening the light of the candle when you use it, when you take it to use it to light another candle. That's the Pasha Pshat. The Sfas Emes quotes a beautiful Pshat from the Magen Avraham. He says, we know that one of the halachas we will still speak about, we learned this halacha, is that when you light a menorah, the candles that you use for the menorah on Chanukah, The halacha is has to be a single candle, not a torch. A torch means that it's two lights together. So says the Magen Avraham, when you're going to put one candle next to another candle by the menorah, you've turned it into a menorah because you have now these two candles together. So for that brief moment, you disqualify the menorah. Then it'll become kosher again when you separate. And therefore, the Gemara says, Rav says that that shouldn't be done. That's a chushe mitzvah. You devalue the mitzvah for that moment. Ask the Gemara, my benayu. So we gave two reasons why you can't light from one candle to the other candle. One is because of bizui mitzvah, and one was because of a chushe mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, my benayu. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Answers the Gemara, ikka benayu, the kamadrik, mishag l'shag. You light from one candle to another candle directly, not that you take a chip, as the Gemara is going to discuss, and light it, you light directly. Manda mishum bizui mitzvah, if the whole issue is because of bizui mitzvah, mishagar l'shagar, there's no bizui mitzvah, and that's why you're allowed to light it. However, manda mishum achushe mitzvah, the manda that says that the reason is because you're diminishing the mitzvah, so it makes no difference how you're lighting it. If you're lighting it directly or you're lighting something else that will light the next candle, mishagar l'shagar, even directly from one candle to the other candle, nami asur. Ask the Gemara. Moser Rav Avya. The Braisa teaches us, shtela shel ma'aseh sheni. If you have a coin of ma'aseh sheni, and now, in those days, coins, the value of the coin was by the weight of the coin. So the halacha is, ein shaykel kenegdei din rezov. You're not allowed to weigh gold coins opposite the shekel of the ma'aseh sheni to determine the weight. And even if your reason for doing so is l'chalal of ma'aseh sheni acher, because you want to redeem ma'aseh sheni, and this is the way you're going to know the value, it's awesome. Says the Gemara, yeah, b'shlom ki pligi Rav and Shmuel m'ner and there. If we're going to say that the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel is limited, only in a case where they're going directly from one candle to the other candle, av b'kinsa, if you're lighting it by taking a chip from one candle to the other candle, there even Rav, Shmuel would agree it's Osir. So no, it's not a question. Because we see that even Shmuel agrees to some degree to the concept of bizui mitzvah. And since here there's a bizui mitzvah, the ma'aseh sheni, that's why Shmuel will hold it's Osir. Eli Amrit, but if you're going to say that according to Shmuel, b'kinsa namishari, even if you use a chip, it's mutter. So now, why by the ma'aseh sheni money does the Braisa say it's Osir? Hatavet tiyufta, isn't this Braisa a refutation of Shmuel's opinion? Amar Rava, explains Rava, there is a different reason. When I'm lighting from one candle to another candle by the menorah, I'm certainly doing a mitzvah. Here, there's a concern, Shemaloi Yechav Mishkalosov, maybe this entire exercise will have been for nothing, the Kamapik L'chulin, and I use the Ma'aseh Sheni money for no good constructive purpose. That's why over there we're more machmer. Moser V'sheshes asks of Sheshes. The pasuk says regarding the lighting of the menorah. L'chutz la'proiches eidus yerech. Now the question is, v'chi la'ayruhu tzarech? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the light of the menorah? V'loi chalbarim shana shalach b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. The 40 years that Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, he illuminated their way. What's the purpose of lighting the menorah? It's an Eidus L'Baya Olam Sheshchina Shari B'Yisrael. My Eidus. How is an Eidus? Amarav, we refer to the Ner HaMaravi. The Ner HaMaravi, it's a question if it was the second candle or the middle candle. Shanoisim B'Hashem K'midas Chavarseha. You put in it the same amount of oil as all the other candles in the menorah received. Yet that was the candle from which they began lighting all the other candles every night, and then they would light at last. Now, Vahocha makes Rav Sheshes his point. The Kaviyah Neiris, when we're speaking about the menorah, you have the firm branches of the menorah. Lo Sagya, so how could you light from one to the next? There's no way that you could light from one to the next, if not that you are taking light from one to the next. The kinsa. Kasha. So then everybody agreed. Beilaman the Omer. Both, if you hold the halacha is the concern is bizi mitzvah. Or beilaman the Omer. If you hold the concern is a chushi mitzvah, how were you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to do that? Answers the Gemara. Tegmara papa bepsilas aruchas. We're talking about they had very long wicks, and therefore it was not a problem because one was able to touch the other. So says the Gemara, fine. According to the man d'amar that the entire Isser is if you light the with a kinsa, so here there was no kinsa. But according to the man d'amar, mishmachushe mitzvah, so then you're not allowed to light even directly. So how come over here it's mutter, kasha? Says the Gemara, indeed, that remains a kasha according to Rav. So we need to speak halach lemaisa about lighting from one to the other. The halacha, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, is that you can light from one Hanukkah candle to the other only if it's done directly without the use of a match, like we just spoke about by the menorah. Taking a match to take fryer from one Hanukkah candle and light another Hanukkah candle is a bizui mitzvah. The Magen Avraham says that you can't use the fire of a Hanukkah candle to light another Hanukkah candle which was prematurely extinguished. And let's understand why. Yesterday we discussed in our shir that the halacha is kofsa en zokek lo. So if that candle goes out, we have no halachic obligation to relight that candle. It's merely optional, as we discussed in our previous shir. And therefore, we can't use a Hanukkah candle to relight something which we're not obligated to light, Mi'ikar Adin. Another very important point. We learned in yesterday's shir that the mitzvah of Hanukkah were Makayim by landing, the Ikar mitzvah were Makayim by just lighting one single candle. The additional lights are only L'mahadrin and L'mahadrin and L'mahadrin. Says the Ramah, he quotes the Mordechai, that if it's the second night of Hanukkah, so two candles are lit, you can't light the second candle from the first candle, because the first candle is the Ikar mitzvah. The second candle is only a Mahadrin candle, and you can't take and light a candle which is only a Mahadrin candle from a light which is a mitzvah candle. Says the Divrei Tzvi, let's say it's the third night of Hanukkah, and you need a fire to light the third candle. Says the Mordechai, you could use the second candle. Why could you use the second candle? Because the second candle is a Mahadrin candle, and the third candle is a Mahadrin candle, and you could use one Mahadrin candle to light another Mahadrin candle. The Beis Halevi says that even Rav would agree to this. He says that it only on the mitzvah to the Mahadrin is where Rav is machmer. But where it's not a mitzvah to the Mahadrin, even Rav would be agreeable. We also spoke in this sugya earlier on Amud Aleph about taking tzitzis off a beged. So the question comes up, are you allowed to take tzitzis off a beged? What are the specific halachas? So the halacha is that if you take, the Taz says, that if you're taking it off because you want to put on nicer tzitzis, then you're allowed to. But if you're taking them off to take from one beged to another beged, you have to be careful that both begeds should have the same chiv. Let's say one beged is a talis gadol and one beged is a talis katan, particularly if it doesn't have the right shear, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're taking off tzitzis from a beged, you shouldn't cut them off. Because you cut them off, they're posel. And the halach is, Chazal teach us, Layishbach Adam may bayroi v'achem tzrichemlam. Don't go disqualify the tzitzis when other people may need that tzitzis. But the Chai Adam says that it's very hard to untie the tzitzis. And in our world, it's unlikely that people will reuse those tzitzis. So if you're taking off the tzitzis because you want to put on nicer tzitzis that we just said it's mutter the taz, you could cut them off. The Shilta says that the same halacha is, you have to be careful about taking off a mezuzah and putting it onto another door, not to do so because you are diminishing the mitzvah. My havala. So what's the halacha? Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yeshua Chazina. It depends. The question, if you're allowed to do it or not, depends on a different question altogether. The question is, is hadlaka is a mitzvah? Is the hadlaka the main element of the mitzvah? E hanocha is a mitzvah, or is the e hadlaka is a mitzvah madlikim ner v'ner? Then you can light from one candle to the next because there's no busy mitzvah. You're actually enhancing the mitzvah. The hanocha is a mitzvah, so then lighting the menorah is not the mitzvah, and madlikim ner l'ner. And what would be the big nafkamina? The big nafkamina would be, who could somebody who's not mechuyev b'mitzvahs light the menorah? Dibaylu, for indeed this is a question: is hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah? So I saw that the Mari Cheskel explains what's the basis of this question. Was the main nes that happened by Hanukkah the Muhammad? So then Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Everybody should see a menorah and start asking questions. Was the main mitzvah, if it's the war, it was the menorah, then the ikar is the hadlaka. If on the other hand, the main mitzvah was the war, then Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Tashma, Damarava, Hayatafas Ner Hanukkah. If somebody's holding a Ner Hanukkah of Oymid, and he's standing by the doorway until it went out, Layasu Lay Kulum. So we see that the Hanukkah is the ikar. Because if the lighting is the ikar, what's the difference if I'm standing holding the menorah? Isn't this a raya, says the Gemara, the Shmamino Hanukkah is a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, no. It could be that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. But there the concern is, Hasma Roy Omer, the Tzarchu the Nakadlei. If somebody sees me holding a menorah, they're going to say the reason I'm holding the menorah is because I needed light. Only if it's put down, is it obvious that it was put down because of the mitzvah. Tashma, Damarova, Hitlika Befnim, if somebody lit the menorah inside the house, Vaitzia, and then he took it out, Loyosulay Klum. He hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Yeah, I'm bishlamad loka isa mitzvah. So if we're going to say had loka isa mitzvah, then we can understand this halacha very well. Because had loka b'mekayim abinin, we have to light the menorah in the proper place. And therefore here, where you lit the menorah in the wrong place, bishlam hachi lo yosav lo klum. Eli amit hanocha isa mitzvah, the main thing is that you put it down in the right place. Amai lo yosav lo klum, you lit it indoors, which is indeed not the right place, but then you carry it outside and put it down in the right place. Hasam Nami says the Gemara, there the concern is, if somebody sees me walking out with the menorah and putting it down outside, they're not going to say I'm putting it down in order to fulfill the mitzvah. They're going to say I'm putting it down, I was carrying it because I needed light, and now I'm putting it down. Tashma. Damar Rav Yishuv ben Levi. You had a lamp that was burning the entire Shabbos. The Matzah Shabbos Mechaba Madlika. Matzah Shabbos, you want to use that for the Chanukah mitzvah, you have to extinguish it and relight it. Yeah, I'm Bishlam Adloka Oysa mitzvah, so I understand why you have to relight it. Eli Amit Hanocha Oysa mitzvah, Hai Mechaba Umadlika. You should have to extinguish it and relight it. Mechaba Umagbia Umanicha. If the main thing is putting it down, you should have to extinguish it, pick it up, and then put it down, l'shem mitzvah. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Taisus has a problem with Rashi's pshat. Taisus says, if Hanukkah is a mitzvah, why do you have to extinguish it? Pick it up and put it down. So because of that pshat, because of that kasha, Taisus explains that this wasn't a menorah that was lit originally for the purpose of Hanukkah. It was writ originally for Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara is paskening that you have to pick it up and put it, and you have to pick it up, extinguish it, light it l'shem Chanukah, not like it was till now for Shabbos, pick it up and put it down. Void. Another point says the Gemara, midakom revichinen, we know the bracha that we make on Chanukah menorah is asher k'lishon ha'metzotzot tzvanu l'adak ner shel Chanukah, So we see Shmamina Hadlaka is the mitzvah. We see from here that the Hadlaka is the mitzvah Shmamina. So I saw that the Kedushas Levi explains this concept of Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. He says, when a person does a mitzvah, it's supposed to have a tremendous influence on him. And it's supposed to be madlik him. It's supposed to enliven him and bring him closer to Avodas Hashem. But sometimes a person isn't on that madrega. Says the Kedushas Levi, that's what our Gemara says. Of course, preferably, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Preferably, the way we should do a mitzvah, it should have a tremendous influence on us. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. It should enliven us. It should be mashpia on us to get close to Hashem. But that doesn't mean that if you're not on that madrega, you shouldn't do the mitzvah. And if you can't do Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Hanocha is a mitzvah. Just do the mitzvah as best as you can, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just looking for our mitzvahs.